This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed 4 agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. Prime Minister Ramgoolam arrived in the capital spiritual city yesterday. Later, at a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are two nations, but their dreams and destiny are one.
भारत मॉरिशस के एनर्जी ट्रांजिशन में सहयोग दे रहा है मॉरिशस को 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसें दी जा रही हैं जिसमें से 10 पहुंच चुकी हैं ऊर्जा के क्षेत्र में संपन्न हुए कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप समझौते से इसे और बल मिलेगा हमने तमारिन फॉल्स में 17.5 मेगावाट का फ्लोटिंग सोलर पावर प्लांट के निर्माण में सहयोग देने का निर्णय लिया है.
Briefing media this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri said India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking as two neighbours in a very important maritime neighbourhood.
India has traditionally been a first responder and a net security provider in the Indian Ocean region, and Mauritius is no exception to that. Today, this is a partnership that has evolved in diverse areas, including development cooperation, capacity building, maritime security, science and technology initiatives, educational exchanges, healthcare development. And evidence of this is to be seen in the number of memoranda of understanding and agreements that were signed earlier today and exchanged between the two sides.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand this evening. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Programme in Lucknow, Thiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The program aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize Service Fortnight Seva Pakhwada across the country from the 17th of this month on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this afternoon, senior party leader and Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav said the Seva Pakhwada will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Paudel's remarks comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of several people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. In a statement, President Paudel said he is focused on identifying constitutional solutions to the current crisis with an emphasis on preserving democracy and ensuring law and order in the country. In U.S., police and federal agents mounted an intense manhunt today for the sniper believed to have fired the single gunshot that killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. 31-year-old Kirk, a podcast radio commentator and an influential ally of President Donald Trump, was shot dead yesterday when he was fielding questions about gun violence during a university event in Orem in Utah. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with moderate gains today. The Sensex gained 124 points to close at 81,549. At the World Boxing Championships, India has guaranteed itself at least 3 bronze medals at Liverpool in the United Kingdom. It comes after Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Sheran and Pooja Rani advanced to the semi-finals. In the 80-kilogram category, Pooja Rani defeated Poland's Emilia Koterska. And that is the end of this news bulletin.